the Lord, everybody. Happy Mother's Day. We're so excited to be with you today on this Mother's Day 2020. And what a blessing it is to be together. You know, we're doing another live stream service today. So next Sunday will be May the 17th, and that will be our first live service together. And so we invite everybody to come be with us for a live service. We'll actually do all three, 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and then also 6 p.m. And so if you feel comfortable being here, please do not feel any pressure. It's going to be live streamed at 11 o'clock next week. But if you're comfortable being around people, then you come be with us for the worship service. And if you need a little more time, take as long as you need. We're here for you. Call the church if you have any needs, if there's anything we can do for you as a church. We're praying and believing God for divine health for your family, believing God for miracles in your home. And today we're going to have an awesome service on this Mother's Day. We're actually at my house. This is the home Bobby and I are living in. This is the blessed house. And we're right behind the church property here. And this is a little parsonage that we've been living in now for almost 2 years. And we're blessed to be in your living room. And we wish we were all together today. But almost had a live service last week. A lot of folks did come over to the church. And so we ended up having about 70 people there. But we canceled the live service and just went a couple more weeks with live stream. And you're going to be real surprised when you get back to the church. We're doing a total remodel in the sanctuary. It's going to be beautiful. And I know you'll be excited to get back. I can't wait to see everybody. I miss everybody so bad. Bobby and I have been praying for you. And I pray that you're healthy, strong, and whole. Amen. So today, from our living room to your living room, I want you to join in and let's worship the Lord together. Let's give all the glory to the Lord. He has brought us through this terrible time. For the world, it's just not in the United States. This is all over the world, this pandemic and this coronavirus 19. But we know that our God is greater and he is stronger. So wherever you're watching from, whether it's in the United States or watching online all over the world right now, other cities, other countries, we just encourage you to touch heaven today. Let your praise be heard in the atmosphere. Let your home be a home of worship. And I give you all the glory, Lord, because you're worthy. Father, we ask you to bless our service today as we worship you, as we enter into praise and worship. Let the praises be heard in the atmosphere, God. And we give you all the glory for all that you're doing all around the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you, everybody. Let's worship the Lord together. True love instead of pain.
So have our heart. Take us, God. Have your way. Lord, we belong to you. God, we want more of you. We want more of you. It's what we desire, is more of you. Your presence is sweeter than anything. We desire you, God. Set a fire on all of us, on all who are watching, on all of us here. We sit and wait for you. There's no one better. set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. Shaking all my home.
So thankful to have hope, that we have our souls are anchored in hope, and it's a privilege to be with you today. Thanks for coming into our living room and taking some time for us to share with you about the goodness of God. The Lord's been so faithful to our church and so faithful to the families of the church, and we're praying for you and believing God for you to just be strong and encouraged. We've got healthy church. I know that there's a few people that are struggling with sickness here in the last week or so, but we've been praying and coming together as a church body and believing God for your health and for your strength. And we thank you and believe God for your healing, for your breakthrough. We're here at the end of this pandemic, per se. And from our perspective, we believe this is over, that God has given us victory, and we're moving forward and advancing the kingdom of God. I believe this will be our last week without a live service. I'm praying that on May the 17th, we'll be Sunday at the church, worshiping God together and thanking Him for His goodness. He has sustained us, and I have hope in the Lord. My trust isn't in the economy. My trust isn't in the government. It isn't in political environment. It isn't in medical research. My trust is in the Lord, and I know yours is as well, and we just believe God for you, and pray that you will continue to look to heaven. Look up. David said, I look to the hills, which comes my help. That's where you and I have to stay, in a position of hope. And I love that last song Gail was leading us in, and I know that you and I have opportunity to stand upon God's word and to show the world faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
So I speak into your home, I speak into your family, the blessing of the Lord, the peace of God to be over you. I want to thank everybody for your continued giving to the church. April was a great month for the church. We saw God do great and amazing things in the giving from the people. And thank you for sustaining us through this. And I pray that you would continue to do that now. You know, David's going to put on the screens the text numbers so that you would see how to give to the church. You can give online on the website. You can text to give, or you can mail in your tithe and offering. Tithe is 10% of the increase. That still belongs to the Lord. You say, well, I'm in a real tough place. That's not the time to withhold your seed. That's the time to sow and to keep believing. The reason that God's been so faithful to our church is we are surrounded with faithful givers. And we have learned the kingdom of God's financial system. It's not dependent upon the government. It's dependent upon heaven. And we have an open heaven. And God hasn't forgotten his children. He's still providing for us. And so we thank you for your giving to the church. And I ask you to continue to do that. Even now, if you would go online and text to give or give online. And thank you for your faithfulness. And I want to pray blessing over you. I just want to speak that over you. Bobby and I are going to share from the word in just a few minutes. But before we do, I want to pray a blessing over you. I want to speak the blessing over your home and over your children and over your finances. That God would continue to show himself faithful to you. He said he would provide for us. He would open the windows of heaven over our lives and pour out blessing, and there wouldn't be room enough to contain it. So I speak into your life right now the blessing of the Lord. Father, I thank you for the giving of the people, Lord. I thank you that as we release the seed, as we sow the seed, faith is released into the atmosphere, and we're changing the atmosphere with our giving, Lord. And I thank you that you're providing everything that we need moving forward. I thank you, Lord, that you will give us wisdom as a church. How do we help people? How do we continue to be an encouragement to people? And so, God, we ask you to continue to give us guidance, Lord, as we walk through these days together. Your hand is moving. The power and the presence of the Holy Spirit is being released through the earth. And so I speak blessing on each home, on each individual that is sowing into Destiny Church. And I thank you, Lord, that you will continue to provide for them. And I pray the blessing over their homes in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. God bless you as you give, everyone. And then as you're giving, I thought it'd be good for me to introduce to you a young man that's grown up in our church. The last several years, we've watched him mature into a young man who has a heart for missions. Miriam and Narciso have been with us now for probably 4 or 5 years. Nathan's older sister used to lead worship with Miss Gail, and she was part of our worship team. She's now at Elevation Church in North Carolina. But Nathan is with us still, and he's such a great man of God. And what I want to do is I want to talk with Nathan for a few minutes. Today is Mother's Day, and we're here on Mother's Day. So what we want to do is we want to just talk a little bit about what it's like to live in a godly home and what it's like to have a Christian mom. So Nathan, if you'll look to the camera there, this is Nathan, and he's one of our young men at the church who I'm so proud of. How many mission trips have you been on?
Four
mission trips. And how old are you?
11 years old.
He's 11 years old. He's already been on 4 mission trips. And every year when you come back, you're just so excited about the opportunity to take the gospel. My sister-in-law, Darlene, went with you last time. Yep. And when she came home, she said, you should see Nathan on the mission field, man. He's such a prayer warrior. And I know that you would attribute that to having a praying mom. Today's Mother's Day, and so I want to talk to you about a few things, Nathan, that I think are real special. Like, for you, like, you've always been raised in a godly home. I know your mom and dad, they're great Christian people. But when did you first realize that your mom was a praying mom?
When I first realized that my mom was a praying mom, it's when she actually prayed. And, and when big things would happen, like family issues or some, like, important things that couldn't be solved without the help of the Lord.
Yeah.
She sought his face.
Yeah.
And went towards God and asked him for
guidance,
wisdom,
yeah,
and guidance and help during those hard times.
Yeah. So you've seen God do miraculous things in your home, huh?
Yes, I have.
Can you think of like a time maybe when you were sick and mom prayed for you, or maybe when you had a big situation in your life and mom held you in her arms? Did she pray with you at night? Like, what were the things that you would say, These are how I know my mom is a godly mom.
I would say she's done many things in the past for me with and includes God in our situations.
Yeah.
And that's basically what she has done whenever I have those bad situations or when I'm being scared at night or stuff like those that couldn't be solved with the Lord's help.
Yeah, you needed God to intervene, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think for me too, as I was growing up as a young man, my mom was a praying mom. And I didn't hear her pray out loud a whole lot, but I would always just know that my mom was praying for me. And I remember in church seeing my mom. I grew up in a little Pentecostal church, and my mom had a way, like she'd turn her hand like this, and when she would pray, she would just tremble in God's presence. And I always have that memory of my mom. My mom's in heaven now. But I think it's pretty special to have your mom with you and knowing that she's a praying mom and a godly mom. Well, I'm going to ask Nathan to sing a song for us, and I pray it'll be a real blessing to you. The blessing that has been handed down to us by having praying moms, it's something he'll never forget. It's something that your children will never forget. And for some of you, maybe coming into faith now, maybe not even coming from a godly home, or maybe just being the first in your family to be a praying mom, I would encourage you that what you're investing in your children and what you will invest in your children, some of our teenagers and young adults, maybe you don't have family yet, but you will be a praying mom. We just speak that over you, and we'd speak the blessing over you. And as Nathan sings this next song, I pray it would just penetrate the hearts of all of us to remember how important it is on this Mother's Day to be thankful for godly moms and all that they mean to us. God bless you as Nathan sings.
Amen. family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you, he is with you in the morning and the evening, and you're coming and you're going and you're weeping and rejoicing. He is for you, 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 he is for you.
Amen, everybody. God is so good. Thank you, Nathan. What a powerful
really
song, right?
Great. Oh, it's a thousand generations.
I heard Nathan sing that
it's
on Facebook, and just touched my heart. I said, man, we need to have him on there for Mother's Day, and it was a precious, precious gift to have him here with us, and we're so grateful to be with you today on Mother's Day. I'm so thankful.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms that are watching and all the future moms. Because God's doing great things. And
increase more and more.
Increase more and more. We're so blessed. Bobby and I both grew up in the Christian homes. And we have a legacy of faith behind us. My mom was a prayer warrior. And I know Bobby's mom was as well. And my mom's in heaven. She passed years ago. And I was so thankful to have you with me through all that. Because it's not easy to walk that road, you know. But I had you by my side, and we made it through it, and God's with us, and I know my mom's in heaven, and worshiping the Lord, and we're blessed to have Bobby's mom still with us. Bobby's mom is a great prayer warrior. If something comes on, if somebody needs prayer, she's the first one,
right? She's the first one we call, right?
She is the prayer warrior.
And I think she takes a lot of credit for you.
I think she prayed me in, right? She, when we first got engaged, she didn't like me too much.
Not too much.
But she loves me now.
She's your biggest cheerleader.
She's my biggest cheerleader now. I'm so thankful.
And it's because of her prayers.
It is because of her prayers. You know, I think, you know, looking at moms and I think I see a lot of your mom in you, in the way that you love the Lord, in the way that you stand by me, the way that your mom stands by your dad. Through the years, we've really witnessed, we've been through a lot of tragedies together, a lot of tough times together, but the blessed home always prevails.
Yes. Through the pain.
Through the pain, today. Through the celebrations, and we're stronger together, and I just thank the Lord for that. I want you to turn with you in your Bibles and go to Proverbs 31, and I want to read with you. I'll read from the New King James, but Proverbs 31 talks about a virtuous woman. Bobby's going to deliver the word in a few minutes and share with us from the scripture, but I was reading this and I thought it'd be really good to share it with everybody. And it's talking about a mom. It says, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household. And that's the thing, like we're talking about being raised in a godly home, and that what Nathan's singing about, blessed, and thousand generations, and the children. All of us have opportunity
to lead from a godly perspective and watch over our homes. It's our responsibility. We have two children. Jordan is now 25. Destiny's 30. He's 30. And Destiny is 20. So there's 10 years difference in our children. But we have the responsibility to maintain a Christian environment and a Christian home. And so we've worked really hard to make sure that our children see Jesus in us. And when Proverbs 31 says she watches over her household, that's what he's saying. And Solomon, one of the wisest men in the Bible, writes, and he says that a godly woman will watch over her household. And so when we're celebrating our moms today, and we're celebrating over the heritage and the legacy that we have through our parents, we're so thankful to the ladies and the moms of our households. Yes. She does not eat the bread of idleness. Bobby, I watch you all the time when the grandbabies are here or when the kids are here. There's never idleness. You're always working. You're always preparing. You're always getting things ready, thinking of the next step. Okay, what's dinner going to be? What are we doing for lunch? And where are the kids? Are they in the pool? What's going on? And it's that godly wisdom that comes from a mother, and I'm so thankful for that. It says, her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband, this is verse 28 of Proverbs 31. Her children rise up and call her blessed, and her husband also, and he praises her. And I want to take moments here on this Mother's Day service to thank you for being a godly woman, and being a godly mom, and a godly grandmom. And this week we had pups. So our dog came home to visit. And we have grandpups. So she had 10 puppies. And so I watched you just through that whole process, just staying over those little puppies as they were being born. And you've displayed all night long. And for the last couple of days, you've been nurturing them and caring for them. But that's a trait that came from you, from the legacy of your mom and your grandma, your grandmother. Oh, Grandma Erie. I had, that was the first funeral that I ever had the privilege of officiating, but to stand over your grandmother and to declare a godly woman, and all of her children called her blessed.
Yes.
And to watch her pray. And I remember your great grandfather. He was 107 years old, and every morning would get up and go to the table, 106 years old, and he was 107 when he passed, right? 106. And he would pray. He'd bow his heart, and he'd pray, and he'd thank the good Lord for everything that he'd done for him. And I just think about that legacy that we've had. Mm-hmm. Mom was a praying mom. If you think about mothers on the earth right now, and you think about spiritual moms, if you look at the traits of the Holy Spirit, and you think about what Holy Spirit does for us,
he's a guide.
In my life,
teaches us.
My mom was my biggest cheerleader, and the Holy Spirit is our biggest cheerleader. I think about how Mom covered me. I'd get in trouble, and she'd protect me from my father. You know, she'd just cover me. Well, that's what the Holy Spirit does for us, and that's what godly moms do, is they protect us. They provide for us. As soon as I'd get home, even as a married man with a little boy, I'd come home, and as soon as I'd come on the porch and Mom would see me, she'd get up, run to the kitchen, and start fixing cooking. Something. She always wanted to fix something me up. Something to eat, you know. And that's what the Holy Spirit does for us. He's right there,
yes,
waiting to provide for us, waiting to open the door for us, and waiting to bring us into that covering. There's a covering we have as blessed families. You know, I think about the families of Destiny Church and going through a pandemic like this and going through a crisis. The whole world is in a crisis. But I look at the families that are at Destiny Church and the Christian families, not just Destiny Church, but families that have decided to make Jesus the Lord of their lives. We've still got lots of family up in Ohio, and we've got children from our youth ministry that are always watching the services and always calling us. But I think about the covering that God has put over our families. Back we always call it back in the day, but when we were in youth ministries back in the day, and I was a youth pastor, I went to the Lord. And I prayed, I said, God, I'll do this. I had no biblical training. I didn't go to seminary or anything. But I said, God, I'll be a youth pastor. I'll do this. But I don't want any premature deaths.
Yeah.
I want you to watch over our children, the youth group, and just keep them safe. I didn't want to do any funerals for any kids. And I prayed that none of our girls would get pregnant. I said, God, just in the youth ministry, put a covering over them and just help them, Lord God, and watch over them. And I think through all the years, 14 years of youth ministry, how God protected us. And we didn't have to bury any of our youth kids. And we didn't have to stand before our parents and say, hey, here's the situation. God just provided and he protected. I think, you know, we've got parents of youth group kids who are now, you know, seniors who are still part of our lives.
Yeah.
And we're so blessed to be a part of their children's lives, mm-hmm. and to be youth pastors for them. And as pastors now here at Destiny Church, you know, I say I'm just so grateful to watch the kids of the ministry now who are running cameras, who are playing in the worship group. Some of them are on staff with us now. And
generation to generation.
That's what it means to be in a household of faith. Mm-hmm. That's why the church is so important. That's why it's so important to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Because the same things that a mom does for a child is what the Holy Spirit does for you and I. He covers us. He protects us. He promotes us. Mom always thought the best of me.
Always
spoke the best over me. Yeah. Put so much confidence in my heart. I remember she'd look at me and say, you can do it. You can, just anything I put my heart to. She always knew I was going to be the best at it. And I think that's what the Holy Spirit does for you and I, is he looks at us and he says, you're the best.
He does
created in the image of your Father. And the Holy Spirit comes alongside of us to provide for us, to protect us, and to promote us. And Bobby's got a word that the Lord has been putting into her heart about homes and families and moms. And I'm going to give this over to Bobby and let her just share from her heart. And I'm going to be right here to amen you and support you. But I know God wants to speak to your heart, moms. And I know God wants to encourage you. You may feel like it's unnoticed, you know. Mm-hmm. You may feel like no one really knows what all you do, but your Heavenly Father knows exactly what you've been called to do. Some of you are working jobs and still coming home and cleaning and providing and doing home. Some of you...
And schooling children.
Schooling children. Some of you are being teachers now of your child. But I want you to know something. Your Heavenly Father knows everything that's going on in your life.
Yes.
And he's right there with you. And he sent the Holy Spirit to be a comforter and a guide. He sent the Holy Spirit to be an encourager and to speak truth into your heart. And we speak that truth over you today, that God has a plan and a purpose for your life. You're not alone. Some of you are single moms, and some of you are
with you.
Singles who don't even have children yet. But you're looking at this thing and you're thinking, you know, what about me? And I just tell you, if you're a woman, God has a plan for you.
Yes.
God has a purpose for you. He has a purpose for every man out there as well. But today's Mom's Day, and we're going to celebrate all our moms. So, Bobby, if you just take us to the Word and share with us everything that God's put in your heart.
Yes.
During worship, the Holy Spirit started moving in our living room, and you started crying, and I was like, what happened? Are you okay? And I could see in your eyes it was tears of joy. Last week when we were worshiping and Pamela came up on the stage and began to share, there was a mother in you that came out. And Pam's got a great godly mom, but there was a mother in you that came out when she was up there praying. And when she came off that stage and you began to pray over her, when you touched her, there was fire, wasn't there? It was fire that shot out of you, because that's what we've been called to as parents, you know. We've been called as pastors and parenting. I think of Marion Hardy, who's now in her 80s, and
mother of faith.
And she's a mother of faith, but you know what? Like, she's one of our kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like such a blessing. Bill and Gwen Prank are evangelists that travel all over the world. But then I look at Gwen and I think, God's given her to me to cover over her and to pray protection over her. Francis and Denise Rangipane, they're just such gifts to our ministry. I can just go through a list of our seniors that are just such gifts, and that God has put them into our lives. Therese and Dr. Gabriel, Dr. Gabriel's in his 80s, but God's given him me to shepherd over him and to pray over him, pray health into his body. And I look at all these people that the Lord has put in our path. Nathan and his mom.
Children, and then now their children's children.
What a blessing it is. What a blessing it is. And we're so thankful for all of you that have allowed us to speak into your lives through the years. Just so grateful. Our pastors, Lewis and Tina Canton, who taught us so much. And now they sit in our congregation, and I look at them, and I'm just so thankful.
Amazing.
The Spirit of God, I pray it invades your home today. I pray you feel the peace of God, the protection of God. And soon, next weekend, we're going to open the services up, but soon we're all going to be together giving God all the glory. I speak over you right now. If you've got a lost son or a daughter, you've got a child that's not living right, I speak in your home right now, and I call them in by the Spirit of the living God, that God will put angels in their path, and that your sons and your daughters will prophesy. They will speak, thus saith the Lord, to their children and to their children's children. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And on this Mother's Day, too, 2020, we speak over our homes and over our families that the blessing of God is upon you, the peace of God into your home. And God, we call in the lost ones. God, we call in those sheep of Israel, God, that have been drifted. But we say, no, you'll not drift too far from the hand of God. God will track you down, and he'll bring you into faith. I speak over you right now. If your relationship with God is not where it needs to be, surrender your heart to Jesus. It is the only way to get to the Father is through Jesus Christ. Ask Jesus to come into your heart and allow him to be the Lord of your life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Bobby, what do you have for us today?
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, I want to start with, we were talking about my mom. Well, my testimony goes back. My mom was 16 when she got pregnant with me, actually on her 16th birthday. And so I just know, like, I'm so grateful for my mother and my father, because they, as young teenagers, mm-hmm. they got pregnant with me.
Yeah.
And, but there's no accidents.
No, amen,
there's no accidents. And so I know how special that I am.
And I'm sure back then, Bobby, that was a mm-hmm. big, it's sure a big was. Deal today, but back then that mm-hmm. was a really
was
big
a
thing.
Shame.
There was a lot that came with that.
You know, and then through my life, I felt, I felt shame. I mean, oftentimes we've felt shame, you know, and that's not of God. The Lord has really just shown me mm-hmm.
that he bore all the guilt and shame, didn't he?
Any time that we feel that shame, that we can give that to the Lord. Because of Jesus, that he took all of that. And yes, we are guilty. We're mm-hmm. often guilty of things, but we have no shame. But I'm grateful for my mom, my dad.
Your mom and dad, they got saved together in a meeting. They went to a revival meeting. It was mm-hmm. later in life. I don't know how old your mom and dad were when they gave their hearts to the Lord.
I was young, so they were young.
Yeah. they were in their 20s.
Yeah.
And the Spirit of the Lord came upon them in that service. Your dad talks about it all the time. Yeah. How they both walked the aisle together and made a true conversion.
He was raised Catholic faith, believed in Jesus, believed in, you know, God's Son, his blood. He was raised Catholic, so he knew the power.
Had a godly mom. His mom loved the Lord.
My grandmother, my grandma Concus, just such a beautiful, beautiful, gracious lady.
She's so kind.
Very kind and gracious. But, my dad.
That was special for them to get saved on the same night at the same service.
He was drawn by the Holy Spirit to the altar with
Amen.
My mom, and they got saved.
Yeah, that was powerful.
Very special. And then from that time, that changed my life. So I was raised growing up in the household of faith. And so I know there's a lot of scripture the Lord just was showing to me this week. But continuing on there with my mom, I wanted to say, when she was 14 years old, she had a hole in her heart from when she was born that had never closed. And when her heart was so enlarged, so when she was at 14 years old, she had open heart surgery, and they told, my dad was right there, they knew each other then, and they told my mom never to have any children after her surgery. They said that it could bust your heart open. And then she gets pregnant with me on her 16th birthday.
Wow.
So even more of a cause that I probably shouldn't be here today, but the Lord was gracious, and she had no labor pains, and she gave birth to me, and then my sister, like 4.5 years later. So my dad is they say all the time, my dad will tell everyone, my daughters, did you meet my daughters? These are my daughters. He said, my daughters are better than seven sons. But I said, well, shouldn't that be 14 sons? So I want to read in Proverbs 14:1, every wise woman encourages and builds up her family. And there's so much just these days of the world that is just, that has pulled us from doing things that and that really aren't, they're busy things, but they're not the things that are eternal and things that will really, really matter in the end. And so I just want to speak to moms today from that point of just to say, you know what, especially during these times of just being at home, in your home, maybe you feel overwhelmed with the children. Maybe you feel overwhelmed with all the cooking and cleaning. And but just to know, like, just to rest, to be able to rest in, just to call upon the name of the Lord and to be able to rest in Him. Because He, I was sharing with Gail earlier, that we can just rest. There's so many things, even in our homes, that might seem overwhelming or might need to be done, but we can just rest and saying, being grateful and thankful and saying, okay, Lord, there's so much I need to get done, but I was able, this is what I did today, or this is what that I was able to enjoy today, or just to take time and say, look at the small things. There's a book called A Thousand Promises, small things, that God's presence and His love. Amen. For us. And it just really changes everything. If our perspectives can be changed, we can change the atmosphere in our homes. We can change, we as wives, as mothers, as women, we are the ones that we can set the atmosphere of our homes. And so I just want to just thank God for all the moms there that are just in your living room right now and just maybe watching the service online with your family, and there's like kids running around, and you know, sometimes it's kind of crazy, but just to know, like, he's a strong tower. Mm-hmm. And we can step in and we're safe. Like, the Lord, just step into His presence. Just step into, just say, Jesus, it's you. He's right there with you, and He doesn't put the expectations on you that you put on yourselves. We often put so many expectations on ourselves or worry about what other people were thinking about us. But every wise woman encourages and builds up her family. So in the midst of all of this, I just want to encourage you moms to know, like, that the power of life is in your tongue.
Yes.
And that we build up, we encourage, and we build up our families. And so we, I was reading in Titus verse 2 that for wives, we're to love our husbands and we're to train up our children. And sometimes we get that backwards. We try to train our husbands. I can just tell you, that doesn't work. It's better to love our husbands. It's better to love our husbands and to train our children. So we know in Proverbs also that we train up our children in the way they should go. When they're older, they will not depart from it. And I just want to really talk on that for just a minute, because we have grown children, and I just thank the Lord for His promises. Even I can honestly say what has grown me, some of the greatest periods of growth in my life was being able to trust God with my children, and just trusting Him no matter what, and trusting Him and declaring the Word of God over our children. We went through a period of time with our son, with Jordan, and he's so much more like me than Greg. Destiny is so much like more like Greg, but Jordan, he's just very, very sensitive, very caring, very, very just.
And I'm not?
No.
I'm just kidding.
But we just went through a period of time where he just was not confident of who he was in the Lord.
Yeah.
And so during those times of just standing on God's word and just seeing just the Holy Spirit lead and guide his life and his family. Now they have the most beautiful family.
Yeah.
We're so blessed. We just had our third grandchild. She's baby River.
You know, sometimes, like when you look at a pastor's life, I mean, obviously we all know that pastors have problems and there's a great attack against the pastor's life. There's a bullseye, you know, and if he could get us down, then it affects
the blood covers.
It affects so many. And we've had to walk through some storms together, you know, with our children. And we've seen the hand of God move. I think we grew through that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know I didn't handle things the way that God would have wanted me to handle them. I handled the
as
way
a
my
father,
as a father, you know. I think even in raising Destiny, there's things that I wish I could have done better for her. But now on this side of it, you see our children loving the Lord and serving the Lord. See, we put so much pressure on ourselves sometimes that
sure.
we have to do it. But we have to remember that there's a promise.
Yes.
That we have a promise. It's not based. I mean, there is like a responsibility that we have.
Training them up.
But God's mercy and his grace, you know, that guilt and shame that you were talking about. If we look at things, you think, man, I should have been better at this and I should have been better at that. And you can live in guilt and shame. Or you can say, you know what, I'm doing the best I can at the moment that I'm in.
Yes.
And we trust God for that and we lean on that. And through that, you're going to see, if you remain true in your heart and you serve God with all of your heart and you continue to pursue his presence, you're going to see the hand of God move, and he will provide. Looking at on this side of it, and I'm sure the days to come, we'll face challenges. We'll face more challenges with our grandchildren, with our children. But
the
together.
The more that we, I think the more you grow in that trust. You
yeah.
grow in that where they come, but there's such a peace that surpasses all understanding.
Yeah.
And there is a joy that you have deep down in your heart that it doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it feels like, that you know
yeah.
that we have, Jesus is there. He's there with us, and that we can trust him, and that we can trust his word. His word is truth, and that there's lots of things that are true maybe all around us, but his word is truth.
Truth,
so
amen.
So seek in his word. Get the word for you, whatever situation you're going through. Get that. Ask him for a rhema word for that particular. Be specific.
Yeah.
And get a word for that particular.
Well, I would say you and I are definitely better pastors now because we walk through that.
Absolutely.
Because of the things that we walk through on a personal level,
mm-hmm.
that sometimes we don't understand why are we going through this, but the Lord knows how to work it out in you. He's working out that path for us to walk on.
Yeah.
And on this side of it, I'm so thankful that we walked through it together. I think our marriage is stronger now.
Mm-hmm.
Our love for each other is stronger. It's Holy Spirit.
It's,
I mean, when we look at all this growth that's happened in our lives, it's really the Holy Spirit walking with
Holy
us
Spirit.
And providing
because
for us.
Because we can't build our homes on ourselves. So whatever we build,
yeah.
it will just crumble.
Yeah.
But if we build our homes on his presence, on Holy Spirit, waking up every day, Holy Spirit, good morning. Well, you're welcome
yeah.
here. Come fill my home. Put worship on. Just even, I know, like I remember when Destiny was little, I couldn't read. I couldn't sit down and read my Bible for lengths of a time, you know, unless it was so late at night and I was falling asleep. But just to get, even, I just remember grabbing hold of just one verse for the day, just grabbing a hold of it and just holding on to that so tight. And it's bread.
Yeah.
It's bread. It gives us substance. It gives
yeah.
us life. And
I mean, we,
I really think Pastor and Pastor Tina put a lot of that in us, our pastors. Mm-hmm. We watch their lives and the disciplines of the word, the word, the word, the word. Mom and Dad, they were good Christians. Dad was a preacher. But, man, Pastor Caton really put a foundation in me to say, go after the words, go after the word. And our marriage, and teaching us how to keep our marriage first. Yeah. I want to close with this. I'm going to give you a few things that I've learned from my mom, some things that I've learned from just watching her consistency in the Lord. And the first one is this. I want you to remember that you will always get what you repeatedly pray for. You always get what you repeatedly pray for, and be consistent in your prayer life. Praying and believing for your children, praying, believing for the blessing over them, just as it's over you. And if you can remember that, that'll help you in the days ahead. Matthew 7:7 said, ask and you shall, and it shall be given to you. What you ask for, seek, and you will find what you're seeking for. Knock, and the door that you're knocking on will be open to you. And that's a good translation, isn't it?
Yes. My sister and I were just talking about that today. We ask, seeking, and knocking, and how that asking, there's the outer court, there's the inner court, and then there's the Holy of Holies. And Jesus said, you know, when we knock, he's right there.
Yeah.
He's on, his presence is Amen. On the other side of that door. And so ask, seek, and knock.
I think even in that you mentioning about you and Dar praying and you and your sister praying, I think Darlene has just been a real good example to us of never giving up.
Mm-hmm.
She's been facing challenges with her family and her marriage, and we have stood with her, and we're believing God for a total healing and restoration, and that only God can do that. But we're going to ask.
Our children are blessed.
Yes, her kids. We just love her kids so much. And we say, God, it's a household of faith.
Yes.
And it may have been a big circle to get around to this place, but we're walking it out, and we're speaking it out, and we're going to get what we keep asking for. Amen. And then the second thing is this. Remember that actions of love will eventually create feelings of love. And so in our home, in our lives, in our marriage, we don't always feel the love.
Love is a choice.
Love is a choice. And actions, actions of love will eventually create feelings of love.
Yes.
And so we keep acting on the word. We keep acting out love. If you've got a neighbor that's just obnoxious and always driving you crazy, you just keep speaking to that neighbor. Because actions of love will turn his heart, or their hearts. And no matter what we're facing, keep walking in love, because love conquers. Amen. And then the last one is this. Remember that small acts of kindness reap big dividends.
Mm-hmm.
Small acts of kindness reap big dividends. Moms, that's what you do for us. That's what you do for our families. And we thank you that your small acts of kindness have produced big dividends of faith in our lives. And I just encourage you today, if you've got a mom that's still alive that you're able to get a hold of, call her today, reach out to her today, and let her know that you love her. And maybe it's someone that's estranged from their parents. You haven't talked to your parents for a while. I just encourage you, reach out to your parents today, reach out to your mom, and tell her thank you, and tell her that you love her.
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby, anything else you want to add?
I just want to say is that I didn't really get really deep into anything, but I just
yes,
that wise women encourage and build up their family. And so our household, like women, we build up our household. So I want to speak to the men right now, because wise men build up the women.
Come on.
Because the women build the house. And so I just want to speak to men right now. And just, you know, there's women are different than men, and we wives, we respect our husbands.
Yeah.
Husbands, love your wives. Love your wives. They need love. They
Amen.
Need built up, and there's it will go far.
Amen. Yes, it does.
Yes.
Amen. So we're so grateful. That was good, Bobby. That was deep, and that's just that household of faith, and that's where God had us with this whole Mother's Day.
Yes.
Message to everyone is to have a household of faith. And we speak the blessing over you. I pray that today will be a great day for you and your mom, that you'll be able to, if she's in heaven, focus on heaven and thank the Lord for what you've received from that legacy of faith. And I just love you and we thank you.
Yes,
let's pray together. Father, we just thank you for the opportunity that we've had to be in the homes of everyone from the church and those that are watching all around the world. We speak blessing over you, Lord. Our family, our cousins and nieces and nephews, Lord. And just the families of the church, Lord. I just pray the peace of God over their lives. And I thank you, Lord, that salvation has come to the earth. Jesus, you came and you came to give us hope. And I just thank you, Lord, that everyone would reach out to that hope. And that they would build their lives on the foundation of your word. And that they would never, ever crumble under the pressures of this life. But they would stand strong knowing that you are the Lord of all.
Yes.
And we give you the glory and the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, next Sunday, live service at the church if you're comfortable being there. If not,
all three services,
9, 11, 6 p.m. If not, watch it online. That doesn't mean you have less faith than the rest of us. Be wise, follow the peace in your heart, and remember, your pastor loves you more than pizza. I pray you have a great, great, great day today. We'll see you next weekend. God bless you, everybody.
Thank you.